Sacco waiting close to the ball. Referees looking at the jostling in the penalty area. Williamson bumping with Dicko. Dicko turns to the referee and says, what are you going to do about that? He doesn't do anything at the moment. And still they jostle. And Sacco hits it in with power. And it's in! 2-0. And it might have gone straight through without anyone getting a touch. Sacco receives the congratulations from his teammates. A low skimmer that bounced through the penalty area and found its way to the corner. And after taking on some pressure in the last few minutes, Sacco blowing a kiss to the North Bank, scores and makes it 2-0, 12 minutes from half-time. And it's going to be Rhodes, the big transfer target for so many. Last season's top scorer, and his penalty sends Aikimi the wrong way, and Blackburn are back in it at 2-1, 14 minutes into the second half. Jeers around the ground for the decision by the referee, but Rhodes scores from the penalty spot, and it's Wolves 2, Blackburn 1. Here's Doherty playing a pass. Dicko racing in there ahead of Hanley, who dare not challenge him. Dicko turns right-hand side of the area, trying to beat his man, pulls it back now. Sacco! It's 3-1! Lovely finish, and once again these two great friends, Dicko and Sacco, celebrating in front of thousands of friends in the South Bank. They made it 3-1. Dicko holding off the challenge of Hanley, got to the byline, pulled it back, and Sacco swept the ball in from 10 yards. Wolves restore their two-goal lead. And halfway through the second half, it's Wolves 3, Blackburn 1.
Okay, it was a good game that seemed to bring out a lot of the qualities that are associated with your team, determined and organised to counter their threat.
Well, you need to be to win games in the Championship. I think Blackburn are a very good team. I felt it was a high-quality game. I thought it was an excellent game. And Blackburn have a real good chance of getting in the top six, I think. And in Jordan Rhodes, they probably have the best player outside of the Premier League. Is very influential, and while he's playing for them, they'll always have a chance. They're strong right the way through, and I've got a lot of respect for the manager Gary Bowyer and the job he's done. So, you know, for us today to take them on and beat them 3-1 is a very, very good achievement. It was never going to be easy, and we've worked hard to do it.
They had a lot of the ball inside your half, but your team had a bit more of the finishing punch, didn't you? Some real quality.
Well, goals change games, and you know, it's quite even to start with. We got into a two-goal lead, and then in the second half, both their wide men were coming inside continually, and they were finding the pockets and finding the holes without necessarily cutting us open and making clear-cut chances. They had a lot of possession, and it was uncomfortable for us. But in those circumstances, you have to defend very well. When we did go narrow and first forced them wide, it was easier for us to intercept. And we did have a threat on the break. Matt Doherty's break right at the start of the second half was an excellent one, and you know, it was quite a key moment, because had that gone in at 3-0, we would have been cruising. But it wasn't the case. We had to concentrate a little bit longer, and then by the time Sacco's second goal came along and our third, I felt it really helped us.
Players are growing into their roles, it would seem.
Yeah, we have to keep working hard. A 5 or a 10% drop can be the difference between winning and losing. We know that, and we come up against some very good teams. I felt Blackburn were an excellent side, and you know, we had to work very hard. And we should be very pleased with ourselves that we've beaten them today, and realise the standards that we have to reach to get points on a consistent basis.
Is Van La Parra okay? Because he went off at half time, and as a second part to that, James Henry played very well in his place in the second half.
Yeah, I felt Rajiv with the booking. And then a foul just before he came in for half time made it tough for him, and going down to 10 today would have been crucial. So you know, I decided to take him off at half time. You know, with the confidence in the player coming on, and that's what it's all about. We have to be strong enough to make that substitution at half time, knowing that one more foul leaves us down to 10 men. And you could see the way the referee was today, and the pressure he was under. It was a niggly type of game. It wasn't a dirty game, and one more foul would have got us down to 10. So decided to make that change in the second half. And you know, what I want is, you know, players out of the team that are just as good as the players in the team, because you know, it's easy now. We're still in August, and every single player was fit and available today. But that won't be the case all the way through. And you know, energy levels, injuries, suspensions. We have to make sure that as a squad and and as a club, we're good enough to come through those things. And that was an example of being able to, you know, do that at half time and make sure a fresh player came on and give their left back a slightly different problem.
Indeed. But can we take it as read that you are still seeking a player or players before Monday night?
Yes, definitely. And, you know, if we can, you know, sign the right player before Monday night, fine. We haven't necessarily got one that we're lining up, but a lot can happen between now and 11 o'clock on Monday.